Welcome once again to another audio snippet from Church at Texas. I was thinking the other day about this. Here's a saying that I want you to remember. Truth comes from pieces of God's Word that make the whole. So what I'm saying to you is this. The Old Testament was not written for just the Israelis and old people. It was written for us. Every word from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation has a special meaning to the wholeness of God and His Word. And until you understand that and accept that, you'll never know God. You'll know the true God in the Old Testament from the strictness of His obedience to His Word. And if you didn't obey, you were out. I mean, He took you out like whatever. I mean, He's destroyed thousands, 20,000 at a time because they did things that wasn't holy and one part of God's, shouldn't be a part of God's body, Christ, of His body, of the church. And He took them out, and He didn't waste no time with it. Now, today we have grace, because today you have the ability, if you're willing, to open your heart and to receive God and His Spirit into your life and receive Jesus as the blood atonement for your sins, and He will come in and He will give you His Spirit, and that will make you a born-again, regenerated spirit that you was born with, a dead spirit. Now you regenerate into a spiritual spirit which is able to obey and follow God's Word and do His will. And that's what you have to do, is be born again to understand these things. But when you read the Word of God, you find the Old Testament, God was not, He was quick to take out anybody that did not conform to His Word. Now today, because of the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit that gives that born again regeneration of your spirit, God is expecting you to accept that as a gift from heaven, and that you will allow you to overcome your flesh and to do what's right according to God's Word and His Word and His commandments. Now, most of you still aren't doing that, and why? Well, it's because you're not born again. It's just that simple. You may think you're a special Christian in God's eye, but unless you're born again and you have changed, taken a complete 360-degree change in your life, and you have not had that change in your life, then you haven't experienced a born-again experience, because that's what happens. Your life changes, your friends change, your attitudes change, your things you watch and things you do, your speech, how you talk, how you converse, how you work with people. All those things show the love of Christ that's in you if you're born again. And that's how you tell and you judge the spirit of a man. You judge it by according to how he says things and what he uses, what words he uses, how he speaks to people, how he deals with people, how he has compassion and mercy on other people, how he gives freely to other people. It's all those things that makes up the born-again man. Now, all I want to do is just make sure that you understand that you cannot neglect any of God's Word, because every piece of it makes the whole of what God wants us to do. He wants us to know in the older days when there was no grace and people was under the law, the curse of the law, which was sin. And a lot of you think you're not sinners, but I tell you, and you know why? Because you want to throw away the law. If you throw away the law, there's no sin. What does that mean? Then it means you're sinless. Well, we know that's not true. You are a sinner because God's law says you are. And that's why we need the law, so you know who you are, that you're a sinner. Most of you don't know who you are. And until you know who you are, then you'll be able to face God. But until you know who you are, you'll never be able to face Him in truth and honesty and receive the gift of eternal life as He has promised to those who adhere to His words and obey His words. And so the Spirit is saying, stop your foolishness. Get right with God. Repent. Know the Word of God from beginning to end and add the pieces together. It makes the whole. It makes you understand how God is and why He is like He is and why He demands holiness and purity in the lives of His people. And even though He doesn't take you out today because of your foolishness and sin-filled life, He will at the judgment day. It's just a difference in the time. In the old days, it was now. Now it is then. And so it's just the way of God's work. And He's given you a chance to be receiving His grace and the blood of Jesus to forgive you of all your sins, your past sins, and to live a new life. Living it by the power of His Spirit so that you love God by obeying His commandments.